Now, from a conflict that may soon end to one that rages still in Syria, William Brangham has this update on the 5-year civil war there and the international efforts to stop it.
Recriminations erupted in full force just one day after peace talks stalled in Geneva. Saudi Arabia and Turkey blamed heavy new attacks by Syrian government forces and Russian airstrikes for undermining the diplomatic effort. The Syrian army confirmed today it expects it will soon surround the city of Aleppo, Syria's largest city. It's an advance that could have far-reaching consequences. Faisal Aitani is a fellow at the Atlantic Council in Washington.
We're seeing a general trend of regime victories, and Aleppo would be a sort of the crowning achievement of this trend, thanks in large part to Russian air support. There has not yet been a complete encirclement of the city, but the main supply line that transfers ammunition, weapons, other supplies from Turkey, for example, to the rebels who are in Aleppo City has now been severed.
A British-based monitoring group reported today that over the past week, Syrian and Russian warplanes have mounted one of the most intense bombing campaigns in months. They hit more than 500 opposition targets throughout Syria, paving the way for the offensive north of Aleppo. That brought warnings today of a new mass exodus of refugees. Turkey's prime minister spoke in London at a conference on aid for Syrian refugees.
60 to 70,000 people in the camps in North Aleppo are moving towards Turkey. My mind is not now in London, but in our border, how to relocate these new people coming from Syria.
Turkey is already sheltering more than 2.5 million Syrians, making it the biggest refugee host country in the world. The Turkish prime minister insisted today that the U.S. take a stronger stance against Russian actions in Syria. In turn, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Russian foreign minister has now agreed to at least consider a ceasefire.
We discussed, and he agreed that we need to discuss how to implement ceasefire and also how to get access by both parties. The opposition needs to allow access for humanitarian assistance, and the regime in Syria needs to allow access.
The depth of that need was made clear in this drone video of the devastation in the city of Homs after 5 years of civil war. It was shot by the film company Russia Works. Secretary Kerry said the 70 donor nations gathered in London cannot turn away from the horror.
Obviously, if people are reduced to eating grass and leaves and killing stray animals in order to survive on a day-to-day basis, that is something that should tear at the conscience of all civilized people, and we all have a responsibility to respond to it.
The conference ultimately pledged some $10 billion over the next 4 years to assist Syria and countries like Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. That brought a glimmer of hope to some refugees housed at the sprawling Zaatari refugee camp in Jordan.
God willing, this conference will help us. We need help to feed our children.
Still, there is little sign that the conflict will end soon. Russia today accused Turkey of planning its own invasion into Syria.
We have serious grounds to suspect that Turkey is preparing for a military incursion. We've presented undeniable evidence to the international community proving Turkey opened artillery fire over a residential area to the north of Latakia.
And Saudi Arabia announced it's poised to send ground troops into Syria to join the fight against the Islamic State. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.